You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I have in my hands.
You got our tickets?
What I thought was going to be my future. Thought this was my meal ticket, Brian. I didn't even roll my hair last night.
What happened? Did you go out in your slippers?
I thought I was going to hit that Mega Millions.
What happened? Ain't hit.
No ticket match all the six numbers. Winning numbers for Mega Millions are 69, 45, 61, 3, 49. And the Mega Ball was 9. I didn't have any of those numbers.
Did you go out in your pink rollers?
What do you mean?
Your pajamas?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Did you go get the tickets in that? Was that the attire that you was wearing?
No, I don't go outside in my pajamas or rollers, of which you know.
Oh, okay.
So I don't understand what you were trying to do just there.
Maybe that's why you didn't win. You didn't have your lucky rollers in.
No, I don't go outside like that, honey.
What's the jackpot now?
Okay.
Yeah. Cut your mic off, then what? What's the jackpot?
You want Mr. Carter to tell him about that.
Okay.
$868 million.
Damn!
My lord, my lord.
Making that real money.
I'm going to try it again, though.
All right. Make sure you have me in mind, all right?
Did that just come out?
Oh, okay.
Very scary situation on the plaza yesterday. Two are in custody after reports of shots fired right outside the Shake Shack near 47th and Warnall.
Wow.
Police quickly arrested one person at the scene, but initially said 2 to 3 other suspects fled on foot. And later on, a K-9 officer located the second suspect hiding in a parking garage.
That's crazy. You don't never expect nothing like that on the plaza, but this just shows that it can happen anywhere, anytime, you know.
Yeah. Crazy part, yo, that they believe that one of the suspects was a former Shake Shack employee.
Really?
Shake Shack just opened. What happened that fast?
Like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So was it a disgruntled? I need to hear more about this.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
A lot of the folks on the scene were, you know, totally shocked. People on their lunch breaks. Can you imagine going on your lunch break and, you know, I'm going here and try Shake Shack right fast.
Yeah.
And then OK Corral happens?
Yeah. It's crazy. Thank God nobody got hurt.
Yes. Yeah. That's the blessing in all of this, you know?
Right.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies. Clear 44 right now in Independence. Shade was popping.
Last night, the 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards aired on BET. Of course, hosted by comedian D. Ray Davis. When he was here a couple of weeks ago, he whispered in my ear that they were working on a deal, but he didn't want to announce it on the radio at that time.
It was that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he was talking about. So congratulations to him. Many performances, and of course, Lil Wayne was honored with the I Am Hip Hop Award.
Thank you. First, I must thank God. I must thank the Lord, y'all already know. I must thank my beautiful family. Y'all already see I have my wonderful daughter behind me. I have my amazing mother behind me. I like to thank all the rest of my children, the rest of their mothers. They are awesome. They are awesome.
He sounds regular right there. Remember that audio we played yesterday? We couldn't even understand anything he said.
But he was like really chilled out and chill, relaxed right there. You know, he was he was excited. He was getting the a special award.
He sounded very sober.
Mm-hmm.
Where the other time he might have been on that issue.
You know, I'm just saying, I'm on the Morning Grind.
You sound like somebody else. My favorite part of the BET Hip Hop Awards is always the Cyphers and Vic Mensa, Taylor Bennett from Chicago, G Herbo from Chicago, and Nick Grant from Waterboro, South Carolina.
Anti-American hero. Money printer, the Federal Bureau. The chain fresh to death, I'm a mummified pharaoh. Had Virgil overnight these. My off-white's on fire like white people burning in Nikes. Kaepernick called me, told me just do it. They say stay broke, still slept with the Rugers. Only time you bear arms is in the white beater. Loser, your favorite rapper's a domestic abuser.
And that's Vic Mensa right there?
That's Vic Mensa, and that was the line about XXXTentacion.
I missed it. What did he say?
Here, let me...
I totally missed that.
My off-white's on fire like white people burning their Nikes. Kaepernick called me, told me just do it. They say stay broke, still slept with the Rugers. Only time you bear arms is in the white beater. Loser, your favorite rapper's a domestic abuser. Hey.
He didn't call any names or anything.
He confirmed it, though. He confirmed it.
Okay.
We played audio last week where he apologized to his mother but did not apologize for, you know, making a diss. Because he didn't know that the mother was going to be there. She's grieving the death of her son.
And he said he wrote this and recorded it way before he passed away, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
XXXTentacion actually he received the Best New Hip Hop Artist Award. And his mother was there to accept it posthumously.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B got the Sweet 16 Best Featured Verse for her verse in Motorsport.
Oh, that was a nice verse, though. I ain't even gonna lie about it. It was nice.
Producer of the Year, Pharrell.
What? Mm-hmm. Over Jay White?
Single of the Year. The Ape song with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Lyricist of the Year, my guy, Kung Fu Kenny, Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nobody's better than him right now.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know,
really.
He was almost signed to Strange Music. Did you know that?
I know. You told me that.
Yeah. Boy, that would have been a look.
Shouts out to K. Michelle. She's revealed that she is now silicone-free after undergoing numerous surgeries to remove illegal butt injections out of her nether regions.
You ever seen her lately? Boy, she looking good. I mean, she looked good
before.
She
doesn't look like herself to me, though. Like, she looks very different.
She look good, boy. She looks.
So, like, you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
You feel me, though? She did look good before. She looked better now, though, Shay. She got that Tupperware out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Brian, why are you saying Kendrick Lamar is better than Eminem?
Because he is.
Bottom line. That's why I'm mad today. You cannot put Kendrick Lamar over Eminem.
Yes, you can. All day of the week.
Yeah.
Twice on Sundays.
Me too. I'm with you, Brian. Hashtag me too.
No, sir.
Eminem cool.
Not even in the same category, Brian.
I know they not, because Kendrick is better.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, this is just a matter of taste, man. You know, you feel your way, and I feel my way. I don't think either of us is wrong, bro.
Nothing taken away from Eminem, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
That's my guy, Kung Fu Kenny.
Yeah. All right, what's your name?
I hear you. Edward.
All right, Edward, thank you so much for calling up.
You too, thank you.
Why you mad, though?
Well, got my little attitude this morning. I'm with Shay. You know, no Lucky Charms, no pot of gold, no rainbow, nothing. Didn't win that Mega Million, girl.
Aww. You be all right.
Yes. I want, honey. Of course I'm going to be all right, but I'm just saying.
Always go into these jackpots with my heart. I really convince myself that I'm going to win.
And that's why you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy at all.
You have to
have positive energy when you're going into these situations.
Okay.
The people have to have something to wish for.
That's right.
You know, and I'm not telling you to go out there and spend $200-$300. Listen, if you're going to win, you're going to win on one set of numbers, no matter what you do. You know? So I buy one ticket. If I win, I win. If I don't, you know, hey. But just a little depressed about it. Just a tiny bit. But, rolling on to work, though, this morning. Hello.
No, that on to work we go.
All right, what's your name?
Betty, honey. I ain't talked to y'all in a while. How y'all doing?
All right, good.
Miss Petty, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Petty can work with the Lord.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Been celebrating my 20th year in radio with 20 acts of kindness. Completed number 3 yesterday. Delivered a birthday cake to Lawrence Klein. He was shocked.
Legitimately shocked, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me tag along.
I had to beg you to come, but you came nonetheless.
You didn't have to beg. You didn't do that. Come on, stop it.
Tracy told me it was his birthday, and we were able to go by there. Shouts out to CC Sweet Creations. That's where I got the cake from.
What's up, CC? Thank you for them cupcakes.
Completed number 2 on my list last night. Went by a group home for girls and sat down with them for a couple hours just talking about life. We did a vision board exercise. I went into it thinking I was going to teach them something, but they taught me even more, Brian.
Yeah.
It was such a rewarding experience that I'm going to be there again next month.
And I'm going to come with you.
They asked about you, though. They was like, what's it like to work with Brian B. Shady?
And I said he's
ignorant.
Right?
No, I said he's evil. He's ignorant. I started out with that, but then I said no. He's my little brother, and I love him.
Keep going with that.
No, so I started with that though.
I'm the ignorant one though.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
That's all you got to do is react. When a pimp tell you to do something, react. Stop talking back.
I'm the ignorant one though.
I'm gonna cuss you out, Brian. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and black women are more likely than white women to die from breast cancer, Brian.
Mm.
And rightfully so, we always highlight the women that are fighting and battling. But coming up next hour, we're going to have a man who lost more than one woman in his family to breast cancer and what that feels like when a man is in the life of a woman and there's really nothing he can do. And her life is taken from breast cancer.
Mm. That's on the way at 7-Eleven.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Quick check on high school game of the week. Week 9. In first place, J.C. Harmon versus Wyandotte.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in with a close second, Atchison versus Sumner. Lincoln Prep versus Summit Christian in the third slot. Your alma mater, Brian, coming in fourth, Northeast and Southeast.
We done already won one high school game of the week. We don't want to take all of them, so we just, you know, we chilling out.
And in last place right now, Fort Osage versus Ruskin.
I just cast my vote at KPRS.com. You go ahead and do the same.
You can change the results with your vote. So, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've been seeing all of these sporting teams and everyone's donning pink in awareness of a disease that takes so many men and women, for that fact, away from us. We've got a good friend of the show, DJ Mac, with us today.
It's my dog.
What's going on, people? Good morning, people.
You know, black women are more likely than white women to die from breast cancer. And, of course, we tend to focus on the stories of the women, and rightfully so. But there are scores of men that stand with mothers, sisters, wives, aunts, friends, and watch their loved ones go through treatment and in some cases, unfortunately, pass away. Mm-hmm. So, Mac, you've experienced the loss of 2 women in your life, grandmother and stepmother. What was that like as a man? You know, we think of men as being so strong and watching someone who raised you, someone who you love, go through it.
Well, watching it firsthand with my grandma and my stepmom, who's more like my mom. I mean, somebody in your life 95% of the time from 4 or 5 years old, that's your other mom. I mean, so, but watching them go through it, I could tell you right now, men aren't that strong. You know, it's not really that strong. It's more or less you there through the whole entire process. So being supportive it's the hardest thing, because there's so much, you feel helpless at the moment because there's not a really a lot that you can really do. You kind of rely on the doctors, the treatments, the prayers, and the possible miracles, as I like to say. So you really don't know what's going to happen throughout the process, because obviously if you don't go through it, you never know what to expect. So every day it's a little bit different, and every day sometimes it can be uphill, it can be downhill. So your emotions, you're kind of all over the place. And talking about it helps, but when you're going through the process, a lot of times people don't talk about it. So you just kind of see a person, they just appear to be down, they really are down. So it's a tough process, needless to say. So
wow.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for highs in the lower 60s today. Mostly sunny. Clear 43 right now in Overland Park. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Singer and social media star Queen Naija is 23 today.
Madison, hey, yeah.
She couldn't get that high note to save her life.
Dr. Mae Jemison, first African-American woman in space, is 62.
Uh-huh.
Rapper and producer Wyclef Jean is 49 today.
Someone please call 911.
Sick. Reggae star instead of Bob Marley, Ziggy Marley is 50.
I don't want to fight.
Okay, enough of that.
And Marshall Mathers, aka Eminem.
How old is he today?
46. I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah.
46?
Well, 1999 was his debut, and that was almost 20 years ago, so it makes sense.
Wowzers.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 17th.
Yesterday, the BET Hip Hop Awards aired, hosted by D-Ray Davis. Tribute to Lil Wayne, and also one to Mac Miller, who of course passed away. Lots of performances. Lil Pump, Yella Beezy, T.I. and Yo Gotti. Young & May got up there, did a little something, something, something. And of course, one of the best performances of the night came from Cardi B.
I know how to go and get a bag tonight. I know how to make mad tonight. Make my ex wanna get it back. That's a fact. Say a lot of for the
in the back. Backing it up.
I'm the queen of you all?
I'm the queen. I'm the king of talking and backing it up. Mac, you be quiet. My two ladies over there.
Really? How hard are you backing it up?
Anyway, like, come on. I'm the king of talking and backing it up. That's the lyrics. Come on.
Anyway, Cardi B walked away with 4 awards, including MVP of the Year, Hustler of the Year, Sweet 16 Best Featured Verse for Motorsport, and the Made You Look Award.
I would like to thank my fans, my friends, my family, Jesus. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful.
That's what Mac be sounding like when we in football practice. He make them sad.
The thing about Cardi B that I really like is that she always gives honor to God. And I really believe that's the secret to her success. A lot of people not busting it down for God no more. A lot of people not saying, you know, that that's where their blessings come from.
Well, maybe people aren't. Some people aren't believers, like they were back then.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. She says that even if she say some ratchet stuff right after.
Just like you should thank me all the time for everything.
For what?
What you mean for what? Because I'm your savior.
You sound ridiculous, Brian. And when the Lord strikes you down,
why would he strike me down for telling the truth?
It'll be the Morning Grind with Shay.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Next week, we're going to have a doctor on the show talking about research, advancements, and treatment in breast cancer, Brian. But today, we're putting a humanistic side to it. We're talking with families, particularly men, that have been affected by breast cancer. We've got friend of the show, DJ Mac, with us.
Yeah.
He lost his grandmother and stepmother in the fight for cancer.
Mac, I know your family pretty well, and you got 4 boys. what was it like? What was the emotions like in the house trying to explain to them what was going on?
Well, the boys kind of were following my lead a lot, and it was a time where I had to tell them it was okay to kind of release that and show some emotion, because, you know, that build up, you could just see the build up kind of leading up to it. I mean, that's their meemaw, as they called her, their meemaw and their grandma. And they were real close on their own. I mean, they had their own relationship real close, you know, as all grandkids do with their grandmother. But there was a time, particularly Desmond and Dion, my two oldest ones, you know, they try to be strong because I'm strong, but they also try to be strong because they have two younger brothers. So there was a time once they actually released, the two younger ones kind of followed in. I think they actually did better, man, because we were there through the whole entire process, you know, and I spoke with you about it several times, B, you know, my partners about it. So we were there through the whole entire process. So when I actually did see them have their breakdown, and it wasn't necessarily a breakdown, it just, you know, we're human, and, you know, they just lost their meemaw, and I actually felt the relief when I watched them. But watching my boys breakdown was hard on me, you know what I mean, because I felt helpless with them, because that's, you know, their meemaw was like their was like their partner, you know what I mean? They had their own secrets and their own relationships and their own commitments and they own everything with one another. And you know, last year throughout the district championships, you had the boys up here through the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. That was a tough process for them, because she would actually find the strength to come to their games, you know, and they had started noticing when she didn't have the strength no more to come to them. And that was when the emotions actually started flaring up, like, you know, she couldn't come, you know, so.
Take us back to when you found out the first time, because I understand she went through several bouts.
Yeah, there was dating back, let's see, I would say around 10-year mark when she first found out. She found out about it early on. I'm speaking about my stepmother specifically. She found out about it early on, and she got treated for it early on, beat it, no problem. You know, that's what McKinney's do. And went into remission for around five years, and literally was about to have, we were about to have like a small celebration, because, you know, they say after if you've been clear for 5 years, there's a strong chance, you know, you beating it.
Right.
But realistically, when you have breast cancer and you go through that, even though it's not, you know, showing any signs, you know, 2-3 years later, it's still, you're still no reason to celebrate or, you know, get up and start screaming you beat it, because there is a possibility it came back. Well, it did come back. And it came back, and it came back a little bit stronger. And she beat it again, and then it came back again, like right back, and it was very strong, and, you know, kind of it came back, you know, long story short. And we went through the treatment, so you know, she went through the treatments. When I always say we, because we went through it together,
right.
You know, so when it did come back, it came back in its worst form, and I can't really remember the name of it, but it was its worst form that it came back, and it attacked everything. So the process, it's a tough process, man. It's just real tough, you know. So, but it's the type of process to where you don't like watching someone go through that, as far as the treatments, the chemo treatments. And that chemo treatments, in my opinion, is a whole nother show, because some people agree with them, some people don't agree with them. Some people believe that the chemo hurts you more. Ultimately, it does hurt you more, because, you know, it weakens you to the state where you can't naturally fight off yourself, you know, so process.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Statistics show that black women are more likely than white women to die from breast cancer. Of course, we tend to focus on the stories of the women, and I think that that's rightfully so, right, Brian?
Absolutely, it's appropriate.
There are other people who are a part of the lives of women who are receiving treatment, and today we're talking with a man, DJ Mac. And you've been sharing the things you went through, observing your grandmother and your stepmother go through treatment. You took us back to when you first got the first initial diagnosis, and then the two times after where she battled it again.
Right.
And is there support for men out here who are going through these emotions and are standing right there with them. And you even mentioned that we went through treatment because you felt it personally as well.
There is a lot of support. It comes in a brown Hennessy bottle. There is a lot of support for men. I mean, you do a lot of, and you do whatever makes you comfortable when you're going through that process. It's a tough deal for men to deal with because men are, you know, supposed to be the strong heads in their family. But when it's your mom's, man, it's a different situation. You know, you hear about it on TV, you see about it, you hear about it to your friends, the community, and you know, you're always, nah, man, I'm sorry, man, to hear about your mom. But when it's your mom's, it's like, you know, you don't know what to say. You know, you don't know what to say. I mean, you appreciate all the sympathy and, you know, the condolences sent your way, but at the end of the day, it's a tough deal. Like, I personally have a feeling, and I've said this many times, and like, I'm not real big on the whole pink movement. Like, you know,
why?
The pinks, you know, and the colors representing them certain deals, because, you know, ultimately, you know, there's a lot of situations to where I just have my feelings toward it. You know, like, at the end of the day, my stepmom's gone, you know, and, you know, out of all the studies, I always feel like, you know, out of all the studies, like, and I still have a feeling about that, to where there's been studies going on for years and years and years and years in the pink marketplace, and the millions of dollars that are poured into this, and I still lost my mom. You know what I mean? Like, you know, where's the treatments? Where's the cures at? And that's where you really start to feel when you're going through it. Like, where's this treatments at? Where's the cures at? You hear about them overseas. You hear about them, you know, these special doctors in Texas. But why come it's just not readily available for everybody? You know what I mean? And I might, maybe I'm wrong for feeling that way, because, you know, maybe I was selfish because I lost my mom. So I felt a resistance towards everything that was going on out here, you know, everything that was the big marketplace, the big booming, you know, pink this for the whole month, pink socks, pink this, pink hair, pink hair. At the end of the day, I lost my stepmom.
And that's real. Those are your feelings.
Those were my feelings.
Mac, what do you say to some men who may not necessarily be emotionally stable, or they may not have a big support system? What do you advise them to do?
Go through the process. Whatever you think you may do to comfort yourself through the process, it's, if that's what you want to do, do it. But be there the entire process with the person you're dealing with, because they cannot deal with that, dude. I really think my stepmom lasted or stayed around or fought as long as she did because of us. I don't really think that she wanted to fight that long, you know. And then, you know, once I lost my grandma, her mother is, when I watched her mother pass, my grandma, I knew that wasn't going to be a good deal, you know, because that's her, you know, that was my mom's mom, you know, so I knew where it was going to go from there. So just go through the process, man. It's just something you got to deal with in life. That's the only thing guaranteed in life, is that you're going to go from something. So
I got to
be there with her through the start of it, through the finish of it, and, you know, she's still with me. You know, she's still with me, because when I'm about to do some dumb stuff or say some dumb stuff, I could just hear her. I could hear her in the back of my mind, look, don't do it, little girl. You know, I could hear her say it. But as far as men, just go through the process, man. There is no unmanly deal when it comes to watching someone fight for their life and fight for you, ultimately. So there is no strong side. Just be there and be there for that person.
Let's speak their names. What are their names?
My stepmother's name was Toni McKinney, and my grandma's name was Grandma Farr. That was her name.
Yes.
I never called my grandma by her first name. I'll never call her by her first name, but her, it was Grandma Farr. So
you got a little emotional when you said Toni. I saw you.
Yeah, Toni McKinney, man. Yeah. That's my girls. Those are my Facebook pictures. That's my screensaver. That's my everything. So, and my boys still rep their grandmas. And, you know, ultimately, that's what it is. You know, it is what it is.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. We listen to you do your DJ thing, but it's good to get a human side with you. You know, I'm holding back thug tears right now. I'm going to keep it tight. You keeping yours tight,
I'm
too.
Good.
I see. It almost came out for a second, Brian. Man. It did.
Dog, we appreciate it, for real. I know, you know, this is kind of hard to do, but
yes.
Thank you for sharing the story with us in the town.
I appreciate y'all having me here, man.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night I was preparing for my trip, Brian. I'm going to be gone for about 10 days, so you're going to hold it down while I'm gone, right?
You already know it's Fran Robert.
I'm going to Spain, Italy, and France, so it's been a lot preparing for this trip. Mm-hmm. And I got a very disturbing and accusatory message yesterday. It said, "Traitor, your account is on hold because of a problem with your last payment. Visit netflix.com/payment to update your payment method to continue enjoying Netflix."
What did you do?
I immediately screenshot it and sent it to you. Why haven't you paid the bill?
Somebody told a lie one day.
What's up with that?
Why ain't you paid the bill?
This is your account.
You watch it more than me.
I didn't tell you to give me the password. Well, actually, I did.
Yes, you did.
But are you going to pay this? Because I was trying to... The flight is 8 hours long, Brian. So I was trying to download... You know, on the app, you can download movies so that I could watch it.
Girl, bye.
No, I'm serious, Brian. You got to handle up on this business.
I'll think about it. Your behavior lately has been erratic. And I don't know. And you don't put nothing in on this, man.
It's $5, okay, whatever it is.
No. They went up. It's like $15 now. So I need you to kick in.
You got it, Brian.
Excuse me? Are you in my pockets? Are you in my pockets?
Are you being serious right now? For $40?
Yeah, I'm serious as a heart attack. Are you going to put in on this?
All I know is you better pay that bill today.
That's, whatever. Okay.
I'm not saying nothing else.
Okay.
Pay that bill. I'm serious, Brian. That's an 8-hour flight there and 8 hours back.
I ain't on the flight with you, so this sounds like a personal problem.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
24 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Plenty of sunshine right now. You're sunny. 44 at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
2018 BET Hip-Hop Awards aired last night. Hosted by comedian D. Ray Davis. With tributes to Lil Wayne and Mac Miller. Performances from T.I. and Yo Gotti. Young M.A. got up there and did her thing. Lil Duval closed the show out with Ball Greasy and performed Smile, Living My Best Life. And one of my favorite parts of the BET Hip Hop Awards is always the ciphers. And there was one with the ladies. Shreya. Do you know her?
No.
Chica. You know, I don't know her either. Neelam Hakeem.
They from Love and Hip Hop?
No.
They not?
Bree Stevens. Okay, I know her. We play her song. And Erykah Badu.
Oh.
I'm super bandy, let my cake swing. It's the doggy dog world, I'm a great dame. My glow stays, never fades like a fake chain. I'm an expert, I ain't gotta explain. Rise to the top, no way I'ma stop. All I gotta do is get my hands on the guap. Never turning back like the hands on the clock. Word on the street, Trump ran from the block. Oh. Now look it, they ain't wanna give me what was mine, uh-huh. So I took it. Now it's time for y'all to get it straight, cause it's crooked. When I tried to say it to their face, they was shook it. Now I'm overbooked and you can't overlook it. My flow so trippy, you know I'm with the drilly. And food like left, I tea bars and chili. I know that six is too fucking biggie. I'm too far ahead, I'm 2050.
A lot of people thought the ladies was spitting harder than the dudes.
What did you think?
I didn't get a chance to watch all of the cypher. But I thought Vic Mensa did his thing. You know, he was in a cypher with a couple other folk. I really didn't know. You
talking
gonna
about
play
this
it?
One? Yeah.
Oh.
Anti-American hero, money printer, the Federal Bureau, the chain fresh to death, I'm a mummified pharaoh, had Virgil overnight these, my off-white's on fire like white people burning they Nikes, Kaepernick called me, told me just do it, they say stay broke, still slept with the Rugers, only time you bear arms is in the white beater, loser, your favorite rapper's a domestic abuser, ay.
Oh, Lord. Man. It's that XXXTentacion diss he had.
I didn't even catch it until you pointed it out.
It wasn't like, it wasn't blatant.
Yeah.
So he really could have denied it. But I respect somebody who owned up to it and just be like, yeah, I said it. And I'm not going to apologize for it. He did apologize to his mother because he didn't know that, you know, his mother was going to be in attendance for that.
Right.
But, you know, the facts are the facts. There's court documentation with that.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm never one to disrespect someone who's passed on and can't defend themselves.
Right.
So, be that as it may.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
So, let's say you've been listening to Wellness Wednesday for the past year now, and you're like, okay, Dr. RJ, I hear what you're saying. And now I want to find a therapist. What do I do? Well, while there are a lot of therapists offering their services, finding someone you like takes dedicated effort, especially if you've never seen a therapist before. According to the American Psychological Association, these are some important issues to consider. First, is the therapist licensed? Each state is responsible for making sure therapists are competent to provide their services. Only those with proper training receive a license. Number two, if you have health insurance, will it cover the therapy from this provider? Number three, are there limits to the number of sessions covered by your insurance? Two websites for locating therapists and psychologists are psychologytoday.com and therapyforblackgirls.com. While it is not too difficult to find the name of a therapist, it may take more time to find a therapist that you consider to be good. You may want to set up initial appointments with one or two potential therapists and see how comfortable you are with them. Take the time to find the right therapist for you. It's all about the best fit. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.